Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, especially when it comes to those pesky feelings of fear and anxiety that can creep up on us like a surprise guest we didn't invite. Let's be honest, haven't we all felt that knot in our stomach just before a big presentation or that wave of panic when we see a deadline looming? Fear and anxiety are basically part of the human experience, but what if I told you they don't have to rule your life? What if you could learn to manage them? Turn those butterflies into something more like excited anticipation. That's what we're diving into today. 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your power and conquer those feelings of fear and anxiety head on. First up, awareness is everything. Ever heard the saying, what you resist persists? It's so true when it comes to emotions like fear and anxiety. Ignoring them just lets them fester and grow stronger. Instead, try to tune in. Notice those physical sensations. That tight chest, the racing heart, maybe even a sweaty palm. Acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Just by noticing them, you're already taking control. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a flashing red light on your dashboard, right? Your emotions are giving you signals too. Pay attention to what they're trying to tell you. Number 2, challenge those negative thoughts. Our minds can be real sneaky little devils sometimes, spinning stories that aren't necessarily true and amping up our fears. You know the drill. What if I fail? What if everyone judges me? Those thoughts sound pretty convincing, but are they really based on facts? Often, these anxieties stem from imagined scenarios. Challenge those thoughts by asking yourself for evidence. What proof do you have that this is actually going to happen? Most of the time, the answer is none whatsoever. Replace those negative thoughts with more positive and realistic ones. Next up, practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. We often beat ourselves up when we feel anxious, which just makes things worse. Remember, everyone feels fear and anxiety sometimes. It's a normal human emotion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Practice some self-care, take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, read a good book, anything that helps you relax and recharge. Number 4, build resilience. Think of resilience like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. When you encounter challenges or setbacks, and let's be honest, they're inevitable, view them as opportunities to learn and grow. Every time you overcome a fear, you build up your confidence and ability to handle future challenges. Remember that little voice inside you that tells you, "I can do this." Listen to it, and finally, don't be afraid to seek support. We're not meant to go through life alone, so reach out to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even an online community. Talking about your feelings can help lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You've got a big presentation coming up next week. Butterflies are starting to flutter in your stomach. That familiar tightness in your chest is kicking in. You start replaying every possible scenario in your head, imagining things going horribly wrong. But then, remember those 5 key takeaways we just talked about. You take a deep breath, acknowledging those feelings without judgment. You challenge those negative thoughts. What if I bomb? It's okay if it doesn't go perfectly. Even the best speakers have off days. You practice some self-compassion. I've got this. I've prepared well and I'm going to do my best. You visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation, feeling confident and engaging. And lastly, you reach out to a supportive friend for encouragement. That's the power of those takeaways. By implementing them, you can turn those feelings of fear and anxiety into fuel, propelling you towards success instead of holding you back. Remember, it's not about eliminating fear and anxiety entirely. That's unrealistic and even unnecessary. It's about learning to manage them effectively so they don't control your life. You're capable of achieving amazing things, even when those feelings arise. So go out there, conquer your fears, and embrace the incredible journey that is your life. And as always, if you have any questions or just want to share your own experiences, hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.